Blog Talk Radio.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
everyone, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. It is Wednesday and it is the last day of September, so if Green Day wouldn't mind waking up, as they say, they wake me up when September ends. Come on, Green Day, you got to wake up now. So tomorrow starts the beginning of Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Month, where basically I go into overdrive trying to raise awareness for pregnancy and infant loss. Most of you know that it's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week thing for me anyway, but this month has been set aside for that specific purpose. October 15th, we will be actually having a candlelight vigil down by the lakefront where we will read a list of babies' names. So that will be good. Oh, I always enjoy that, even though it does actually break my heart. There are so many names that are listed. Pretty much everything is pink and blue this upcoming month, which is wonderful considering, you know, with Halloween and Thanksgiving, most people are doing the oranges and the fall colors. We are going pink and blue all over town. I have a tiny pink Christmas tree that I've got, and I may actually break that out, decorate that with little blue butterflies for infant loss awareness. I'm going to have a look later and see how that's going. But you do what we did one year where we wrote babies' names on ribbon and we went and tied them to different benches down, you know, by the lake and in downtown Milwaukee. It's something I haven't done for a couple of years, so I think it would actually be really good to go out and do that as well. So currently AJ is out. He is on his way back, so he should be home very soon. Mike is here, but he's watching, what is it you're watching? Oh, Most Shocking Moments and stuff. And the ones that actually on this show that I know it sounds horrible that I don't have much sympathy for is the rodeo riders and the ones who do the, you know, the chasing of the bulls and stuff. Because if you're stupid enough to ride in a rodeo, then you're going to expect to get hurt. People don't realize is that on the horses and the bulls in the rodeos, they are actually tied very, very tightly around their lower half of their body. And the bucking is them trying to get it off. It's basically the equivalent of us wearing a very tight belt. The running of the bulls in Spain. I don't even know what to say in regards to that because there's some stupid ass shit right there. I'm going to be standing in front of this 1,000-pound beast, even heavier than that, actually, let's be honest, as it comes running towards you. You know, you deserve anything that you get. I have a big issue when it comes to sports like that. I have the same issue with horse racing as well, because I do feel that it's unnecessary. The raging on in the bulls, rodeos, that type of thing, just, I have no words for them. I really don't. So, all right, we're going to play another song as I've got to find what I was going to do this evening kind of change. So, I'm going to find a couple of songs to play while I sort some things out.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Oh,
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. So, you know, as the year goes on and everything, obviously this is election year, and last night was the debate between Trump and Biden. And basically, from what I heard, it was a complete and utter clusterfuck of gargantuous proportions. There were so many people saying that it just turned into a shouting match. Trump was over-talking Biden. Biden was trying to get a word in and ended up yelling, "Shut up, man," or something like that. Trump refused to say that white supremacy has no place in the U.S. and referred to a group of white supremacists called good old boys and told them to be on standby. But then went on to slam Black Lives Matter and Antifa at the same time. So, you know, we're well on track to this 20 being a complete and utter clusterfuck. I'm not a fan of Joe Biden or of Trump. If I had to choose between the two, it would be Biden, because Lord knows we've seen what Trump has done the past 4 years. But this, you know, series of debates is going to have to be seriously overhauled, because there's so many people who, you know, it was basically like a little kid's event. No one could get a word in. People were, you know, basically laughing. I got up this morning and had messages from people from England and Europe, you know, say, "You realize you guys are a big joke, right?" You know, the USA went from being one of the most powerful countries and respected countries in the world to just being the comedy, you know, the comedy piece. No one takes Trump seriously. He is like a little boy who you've taken his candy from. You know, it really is just ridiculous. I'm waiting for AJ to get home so he could talk. See, has some things he wanted to talk about. So I'm going to play another song, because what I wanted to do today is kind of been thrown out and around. So I have to work it out for another day. So here we go.
I thought we were great.
You took your love back and ran the dark track.
I counted all the days
till you would come back. I still was sad.
Now you're missing what we used to have. Guess the vodka brought the feeling back. I was caught up in the aftermath.
About your ass.
Hey, how many nights I've been.
looks I give.
Okay, we are back. We're actually watching, what is it, of Dr. Phil Top 10? Top 20 extreme guests on Dr. Phil. So the next one that comes up, we'll actually, we'll talk about if we remember it. This one woman is like starving herself. She's anorexic, and she said that she did it at times to piss off her family, which I just don't understand. Oh, God, yeah. There was this woman who was really sure that she'd had a 3-year pregnancy. She said it was a 3-year one. She looked pregnant, let's be perfectly honest. She then had ultrasound on the show to prove that she was pregnant, but she obviously wasn't. Remember this woman, she believed that everything her husband made her was poison, and that he injects her, and she was just like completely paranoid. Yeah, she worries also that he's going to molest the kids. So she sleeps on her bedroom floor, on her kid's bedroom floor. And she actually has a lot of mental illness, which is really quite sad. But, you know, it's really, she obviously isn't getting the treatment that she needs because, you know, AJ has schizophrenia and is nowhere near like that because he is medicated. And we got the 756-pound man. I remember him.
Although he had unfortunately gained it back by 2015. You can follow Robert's renewed progress and life through his YouTube channel, Raging Robert, which is still active as a...
You have to bear with me. Something is scratching at my air conditioner thing, and we've got a portable one. I don't know. Get in here. Yeah, this woman on here, she was a black woman who believed that she was white, but also believed that white people could do no wrong. They were the greatest, and she wanted to completely disassociate herself with the black community. Thank you. Mm-hmm. How much do I owe you?
Ten?
That was the cheapest they had?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, you should have told me. I would have gone to the dollar store.
I remember her.
I don't remember this woman at all.
Same way with the one other woman. She claimed that she was pregnant.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no, I take that back. She believed that Eminem is her dad, and she also believed that she was pregnant, but she wouldn't.
Oh, Lord.
I don't care about the home pregnancy transfer. The doctors say, when I give birth to my baby, no one is going to die.
And she never did.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's kind of obvious there. Trill, do you want to take over the show? There's 30 minutes left. Well, I'm going to end this show. Nobody wants to really do anything, and so I'm going to end the show early. AJ's back. What days this week?
Monday, you got WWE Aftermath. Tuesday, I'm interviewing Mike the Match Hart. He's related to Bret Hart. And, of course, Wednesday, you got her show again.
All right, so we'll see you all then. Bye.